Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody finally covered it. I've been waiting for this. Amid all of the footage, endless it seems, from Newsmax to Fox News. And it's great. It's very happy of the Israeli hostages being greeted by their family. And I can only imagine the joy. That person, you didn't know that you'd ever see them alive again. But I was waiting for some other footage. I was waiting. I knew. I was like, are they going to suppress it forever? Is our media going to deny us this footage? You know, of the 2,000 terrorists we just released. That would be 100 Gaza terrorists in exchange for each of those hostages. Yes, them returning as conquering heroes to Gaza. I knew it was out there. I was just waiting for somebody to have the courage to show it to us. Risk the ratings hit. Fox News did. I started timing. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. Now, if Joe Biden did this deal, that footage would run round the clock. It would. And I'd be a hypocrite if I covered this any other way. If Joe Biden released 2,000 Hamas terrorists, including 250 who killed Israeli, U.S., and other citizens in terror attacks, one of whom killed over 30 in a single hit, good for him. I guess. What? We're excited about this deal. I'd be a hypocrite. Because if Joe Biden did this, I'd absolutely just incinerate him. And you know what Fox News would be doing right now? They would be playing the other footage of the terrorists returning to Gaza on buses like conquering heroes. But they're going to disarm. No, they never agreed to disarm. That's not in step one or step two. In fact, they're currently refusing to disarm. And they're out. See, in my world, you don't let evil like that walk in the world. You know why? We do not care what happens to the Israelis. There's a lot of them that are not happy about this. I just had a friend return from Israel, and the mood on the ground is not what you're seeing on TV. And what's upsetting is not that the war is over. That's great for now. It's that they let him go. And that is the deal here. And folks, that's been the deal. Hamas offered that to Biden a year ago. They didn't dare take it because they knew how it would go. The image of the terrorists returning home as conquering heroes, all 2,000 of them, some of them very famous. Go Google this online. There's a famous photo from the year 2000 of a Hamas terrorist holding up his blood. His hands are literally dripping with the blood of the Israeli soldier. They took a wrong turn. Mob executed him with their bare hands. We'll just let him go. So he just was released. Some very famous faces. The Sbarro pizza bomber, out. He's out. Now the terrorist who killed school children, out. In Gaza. That's the footage that would play round the clock and Joe Biden couldn't do it because it would have hurt him or Kamala's chances in the election. That's the God's honest truth. Now, I hope that Netanyahu and Trump have a plan. I hope that they do because this is dangerous as heck. I went and re-pulled this because Americans, and look, Israel do whatever Israel wants. Trump do whatever Trump wants. But here's the problem. Headline, Canada's immigration office admits it failed to check suspected terrorist backgrounds. Why? They don't because they see Palestine as a liberated homeland, an ally of theirs. So welcoming people on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The terror watch list is not a big deal. Problem with that is they come right over our border. Headline, nearly 90% of terror suspects entered the U.S. through land border, came via Canada, not to southern border. How many? A whole lot, actually. In 2024, they're still doing this, by the way. 358 individuals on the U.S. terror watch list were stopped at a Canadian border crossing, compared with just 52 stopped at a Mexican border crossing. Hope they don't make it here. Christopher Wray, for all his flaws, head of the FBI, when asked what his biggest fear was, he said post-October 7th, he feared that the Hamas terrorists and other Palestinians would come here to attack Jews or others. And they got a pipeline of them. Can come through Canada. Trump knows. This was an incredible risk to take. Incredible risk to take. And our side's getting the story wrong, bigly. I think it's because a lot of people don't follow, like, you know, foreign relations day to day like I do. here's why this all just went. It's not because Trump bombed Iran. They're not afraid of Trump. Qatar's not afraid of Trump. Qatar and Trump actually cut a golf course deal earlier this year, $6.5 billion. Build a hotel and a golf course, Trump Inc. It's kids negotiated it. They also sent him a plane earlier this year. So they thought they could get away with hiding the Hamas leadership. Israel said, no, you can't, and bombed the Hamas leadership in Qatar. So they're not afraid because Trump bombed Iran, and that's why this, no. If they were afraid, they wouldn't be harboring a designated terror group. They're not afraid at all. No, they were mad because Netanyahu actually bombed them on Qatari ground. Now, what was shocking, and the reason you're seeing all these Islamic leaders praise Trump right now, I'm not going to lie to you, the reason you're seeing it is Trump did something we've never seen before. They've never seen it. No Democrat would dare do it. Trump called off Netanyahu before he could finish killing the Hamas leaders that were being harbored in Qatar. Prove something. Something that actually might end up very valuable to us and Trump, ironically. It proved Israel's our dog and we got him on a chain. They're a proxy army. It's not the other way around. No matter what Candace always tells you, she's looped. No, Trump called off Netanyahu before he could finish killing Hamas's leadership, and Qatar was able to get him out of the country. They're still alive. Now, we did get six of them, Netanyahu got six of them, which is good. This sent shockwaves. I know because I listen to all the podcasts. People was like, is Trump switching sides? This has been going on for like 2 months. Nobody can figure out what to make of it. That was in like September. Oh, you didn't know all that. Yeah, our side's not talking about it right now. And I hate dishonesty, whether it's from us or them. I don't care. So I'm going to cover this thing like I'd cover it if Joe Biden did it. If Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had a $6.5 billion golf course deal with Qatar, and when Qatar wanted Israel to stop killing the Hamas terrorists it was harboring, calls up Trump, and Trump does. By the way, here's the coverage of that. Agency France.
Reports from the news outlets Politico now, which is claiming that the White House wrote Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's recent apology to Qatar over Israeli strikes in the country, and that a senior Qatari envoy was present in the Oval Office to ensure Netanyahu followed the prepared script.
Made him apologize for killing Hamas leadership. By the way, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. But why are all these Islamic leaders giving Trump props? Well, they're thrilled he protected what's left of the Hamas leadership and then let out the rest so they can reconstitute. But they have a newfound respect for Trump because he's completely conquered Netanyahu and he can unleash him anytime he wants. And Trump said that yesterday. It's just nobody knew what to listen for. I'll play that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.